Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For many years, anytime your local registrar wanted to change a polling location, or the Board of Supervisors wanted to change a political boundary, they would have to get pre-clearance from the United States Department of Justice. Now the Supreme Court has struck that down, and many people are worried about the lack of guardrails. Tram Nguyen at Virginia New Majority says the lack of oversight has caused problems.
You look at states across the South, in Georgia and Alabama, there's been a lot of polling location changes that have moved these precincts away from black communities, and there's been pushback. But because it didn't have to be pre-cleared, it just happened, and then people lost their right to vote.
That's why Democratic Delegate Skylar Van Valkenburg of Henrico County wants to create a state-level Voting Rights Act, forcing any change to local elections to get state-level pre-clearance. He says there are many examples of wrongdoing right here in Virginia.
Virginia Beats got a lot of publicity because they were going to move their registrar's office where they did absentee voting, and it got a lot of press because it was going to be put in a building owned by a senator. But the real kind of egregiousness of it was that what they were doing is 2 months before the election, they were moving where people early voted with absentee ballot. They moved it a mile off the bus loop.
That change never ended up happening, although Van Valkenburg says it's the kind of thing state-level preclearance might check. In fact, he says just the threat of having to go through preclearance at all might end up being a deterrent. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.